So the USDA is trying to force the tagging of all cattle in America. It's very clear what this is. The USDA, like every federal agency, has been weaponized against not just the American people, but weaponized against humanity. Just as the mission now of the FDA is to achieve the mass extermination of people through toxic, deadly vaccines and depopulation weapons. And the mission of the ATF is to take away your Second Amendment rights and your means of self-defense. You know, the mission of the DEA is to selectively run drugs and profit from drug running, not to stop drug running. Well, the mission of the USDA is to destroy the food supply. That's it. And cattle and ranching and farming are all utterly targeted by the USDA. Oh, and I forgot, their secondary mission is to poison the food supply by working with the Monsantos of the world, well, now Bayer and other similar companies, to make sure that the food supply is properly contaminated with toxic, deadly poisons that cause neurodegenerative disease and cancer and, you know, cognitive dysfunction and so on. So this is the mission of the USDA. And they have booted out every good person. Same thing at the FDA, same thing at the CDC, same thing at the NIH. They have eliminated all good people, leaving behind just the nefarious demons who are willing to exterminate human beings and to use the power and the weaponization of the USDA in order to accomplish that. So all of you out there wondering, like, what is this program? Why are they tagging all the cattle? Why are they going to have unique IDs for every head of cattle? It's because they're going to carry out a bovine holocaust. They're going to try to exterminate all cattle across America, and they don't want any of them getting away. That's why. And the excuse they're going to use for this is bird flu. You can already see it in the media. Bird flu panic. Even the former CDC director, Redfield, he's pushing out bird flu warnings, although he does say the U.S. used gain-of-function weaponization in order to create it. But he's adding to the panic. There is no bird flu pandemic. There never will be a bird flu pandemic because the whole system of virology and PCR testing and, you know, positive test results, it's all a fraud. There is no bird flu pandemic that is a threat to the U.S. cattle supply. But they'll use bird flu as a cover story to mass slaughter cattle. They've already used it to destroy millions of chickens in chicken farms across America. We've seen that in Texas and other locations. On top of that, they are running dark ops sabotage teams to set fire to chicken farms and food facilities. And look, I know this kind of talk used to sound a little bonkers a few years ago. Like, what do you mean the government's running sabotage operations teams to run around and set fire to food facilities? That sounds crazy. Not anymore, not in 2024. When the government is running around arresting all Trump supporters that they can, throwing them in jails with no trial for 3.5-4 years. I mean, this is utterly insane, tyrannical authoritarianism. And yes, they're targeting the food supply. Why? Well, as Michael Yon tells us, because if they can weaponize scarcity and famine, then they can put people under their control. That's what it's all about. And, you know, war and famine and pandemics always go together, as Jan says. And our government is rolling out all three. They're causing war, they're pushing a pandemic, and they're engineering famine. They're doing all three. It's like three out of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. But plus, on top of that, they're also going to cause a economic collapse or a debt collapse. So I guess it is all four horsemen, right? And as I've said before, there's a point where farmers and states and counties and sheriffs are going to have to say no. They're going to have to draw a line in the sand and say, no, you're not going to kill all our cattle. You're not going to burn up all our chickens. You're not going to attack our food supply. Because, again, the federal government is a food terrorist organization. They are running around destroying the food supply, just like the government in Europe. But in Europe, they're doing this under the cover of, you know, green energy and climate change, like animals are bad for the climate. It's like, what? What are you talking about? You know, cow farts and methane and all that. It, again, It's all made up. That is not a threat to the climate. The threat is these green lunatics that are pulling carbon dioxide out of the air. I mean, that's messing with atmospheric chemistry. That's a geoengineering operation to alter Earth's climate to shut down photosynthesis. You do realize that without CO2, there's no photosynthesis, which means there's no crops, no trees, no rainforest, no grasses, nothing. Total collapse of the global food web, or the web of life, including ocean life. Total collapse if you have no CO2. And that's what the globalists are driving for. Admittedly, they're at war with carbon. They want to pull all the carbon out of the air, and they've built these giant machines and pipelines and underground carbon sequestration systems in order to do that. It's almost as if we're being attacked by aliens who are trying to kill all life on planet Earth. Except it's not aliens, it's globalists. That's their goal. So of course they need to tag all the cattle so they can make sure that their extermination agenda is complete. They don't want any cattle left alive. And any claims by the USDA that they're doing this, you know, for food safety, now, come on. If you cared about safe food, you wouldn't approve all the toxic cancer-causing pesticides and herbicides. Atrazine, gender bender chemical, right? That's the number two most frequently used herbicide in the arsenal, glyphosate being number one, and the USDA approves of that too. So the USDA approves of mass poisoning of the food supply and the total destruction of the food supply. That is a fact. This is what drives the USDA right now. And don't get me started about the EPA, the Environmental Pollution Agency, which allows toxic biosludge pollutants to be unleashed onto our farms, rendering those farms and their soils unusable for hundreds of years because of the forever chemicals, the PFAS, PFAS chemicals, all the fluorinated compounds that are dumped on the farms because of biosludge. You know, I've covered this a lot. And now, you know, the FDA is approaching some of these farms and saying, well, you're not allowed to use your farms anymore because the food coming off these farms is so toxic. And the farmers are like, but the EPA told us this was safe to put their biosludge on the farms. And the FDA is like, ha, 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 joke's on you. So funny that you poison your own soil because that was our mission. The FDA, the EPA, the USDA, all weaponized against the American people. To render your farmlands unusable for hundreds of years, okay? It's worse than radiation fallout. You know, you can't grow food around Chernobyl for about 300 years because of the cesium-137, but eventually the cesium-137 goes away because of half-lives, right? Eventually. It all reverts to cesium, what, 134 and 133, I think, is the stable isotope. But when you have PFAS chemicals, forever chemicals, that's forever. Fluoridated compounds, they don't have half-lives. They don't go away on their own. They stick around forever, and they represent essentially an unlimited threat to human health. And the USDA says nothing about the mass contamination of the farms, does it? Because the USDA approves of it. See? Again, you name a federal agency, and I'll tell you how they're weaponized against the human race, because that's what has become of the federal government now. Every agency absolutely weaponized into a terrorist regime targeting the American people and the human race. There you go. So folks, if you raise cattle, don't go along with this tagging and bagging demands of the USDA. They're going to tag your cattle, and then they're going to order you to slaughter them all in order to destroy the food supply. That's the truth of what's happening. You want more truth? Follow my interviews and analysis at Brighteon.com or naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I grow a lot of my own food and will probably do a lot more in the years ahead because of things like this. So thank you for listening. God bless you. Take care. Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the Elderberry Echinacea Tincture Combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there, back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now, for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored, as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.